My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jake Bates split a pair of field goal attempts. It's got to be a consistency thing, man. It's got to be a consistency thing. And another missed kick doesn't mean it's, you know, he's not going to be consistent, but consistency isn't proven in 1 week, 2 weeks. It's proven over 2 months, and it'd be good to see him make a whole bunch of kicks in a row here.
You think Jake Bates ends up being the Lions kicker all the way through the entire season, barring injury?
It's a great question, because I can't say that he will. I can't. I don't think he's...
Gut telling you, Doug? I know, obviously,
even if he made every kick, I would be saying it's about what he does over 2 months, not 2 weeks, or 3 months, not 3 weeks. It's, you know, we're trying to make long-term projections in a short period of time. And, you know, the Jake Bates I see out there in practice is, the leg strength is tantalizing. Like, you know, the kicks from far that go through, clear the goalposts, high up the goalposts. You know, that's there. And then he's still a relatively young kicker, man. The guy just be out there, bam, 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 bam. Keep kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking. And you hope that it's like, you know, any skill that you've tried to perfect, whether you're a golfer and you go to the range all the time, or whether you're a, you know, hockey player that's working on your skating constantly, whatever it is you're trying to perfect, your free throw shooting, it just reps, 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 rep, and you get better. And it's not like he's defined. He's still relatively new at this. So I think he's got a great chance, man. He's got a great chance. I'm surprised that they never brought anybody in.
Well, that's got to tell you something, right, about their confidence in him?
Yes, it does. But I would have liked to see, there was a scene, and I think this really happened in the movie Miracle, where they kind of started to narrow their roster down, and Herb Brooks brought in another outside player, and all the guys were like rattled. Like, why is he bringing in somebody new? And if you do, it's how do you respond to that? How would Jake Bates, this is a different kind of pressure. Wait, they're bringing in somebody else for my job. But if he responds to that and doesn't, you know, it doesn't rattle him at all, then that's a sign that he can handle pressure. But they never brought anybody else in.
Yeah, see, I think that's weird, because I think Dan Campbell, he preaches a culture of competition. Every day, get better, right? Mm-hmm. And when Badgley went down, they never brought that competition in for Bates. So I found it strange. Why would they do this? They must have the ultimate confidence that he can do it. I think they probably would have preferred competition. That's why they had Badgley there as well.
Yep.
But once he got hurt and they didn't bring anybody in, I thought, okay, they like Bates. They think he can do the job. My thing is, every player is different, so everyone gets motivated differently to get better. So maybe Bates, you know, maybe they thought it would be better if they didn't bring a kicker in, whatever. I know for the short distances for kickers, they kick it differently, like a higher, you know, yep, arch and all that stuff, so it doesn't get blocked. But maybe for Bates, if he's better consistently hitting longer field goals, why can't he just try to drill that 35-yarder like it's a 55-yarder? Will it be more accurate that way, you know?
Yeah.
I know maybe it has a more chance of getting blocked, but The long field goals don't seem to get
He's got to hone it in, whatever it is. And look, the missed field goal, it's part of the record, and it's concerning, but I also don't think it's, you know, a crisis yet either. But 248-539-9797. Greg, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. You guys are awesome, man. I'm an educated fan and not emotional fanatic because of you guys. But my champ, my champ is from...
Jake Fromm.
He's the epitome of what grit is all about. Yes. I mean, because it was an opportunity. He took it, and man, did he make the best of it. And I just love that.
Okay.
I love that. I just think it's just so great, so awesome. I mean, he's so poised, was so calm, and just marched down the field like he's been doing it forever. And I just really appreciated him taking advantage of the opportunity. It's true grit.
All right. Your chump?
I really don't have one.
All right, fair enough. Really, well, it's one. Funny you bring this up.
Maybe the NCAA. Maybe NCAA for mixing with Michigan continuously.
Well, we'll see what comes of that. I feel like the negotiations are just starting right now as far as what comes out of this. Look, as far as Jake Fromm's concerned, this is interesting. Here's a string of texts we just got. I would rather have Jake Fromm than Nate Sudfeld and make Hooker the third quarterback. Next text. I know Fromm had extremely limited playing time, but I think in those few plays, he is better than Sudfeld. Cut Sudfeld and put Fromm on the practice squad. What about Jake Fromm? Small sample, but he looks sharp. It's unfortunate, and Kang, I think you said this, that we didn't get to see Nate Sudfeld go up and go out there and shred third and fourth stringers that won't be in the NFL. If for no other reason, it would invoke some confidence in him publicly.
Yeah, I mean, like, who cares about fan perception and media perception, right? If you're Dan Campbell, the coach, but wouldn't it help for their perception too? I mean, I guess they already have a lot of confidence in Sudfeld, but hey, why not put him out there against the second stringers and, you know, prove what you believe in him? You know, it's this. Then there's no excuses, right? Like, hey, he's going up against, you know, first stringers, it's going to be tougher for anybody, but
yep.
Nate Sudfeld, the Fromm text, I didn't expect him, honestly, Doug. What do you think about people? I know this is only a small sample size, but we legit got Fromm text today saying they'd rather have Jake Fromm.
We get to see so little.
Yeah.
I understand it. But in practice, what they do in practice matters too. And I know the you know people love to say, well, when the lights are on is what counts. Yeah, but they have a whole bunch of evidence. Maybe Fromm survives it and ends up on the practice squad. They want to keep him around. If they really think there's something there to work with. I think Jake Fromm got signed because Hendon Hooker had a concussion. And if you're Jake Fromm, you take the opportunity to take any opportunity. I think the only chance we see him is if he gets through to the practice squad. You have to think. These are not illogical people running the Lions. They're not. And we're striving for perfection here as far as roster construction. And it's not something that you'll probably ever achieve. You probably literally every single team has concerns about their roster. But for us, it's great that the concerns are things like we're literally debating over who might be the third and fourth quarterback on the roster. It is a literal debate that's going on here. I mean, it could come down to the backup quarterback, I suppose. But in Jake Fromm's case, it seems awfully unlikely that he is more capable than Sudfeld to win a game at the end. And if they had evidence to the contrary, they'll keep him. They'll keep him. But I also suspect they would have got him in the game earlier if they were truly considering keeping him. 248-539-9797. Champ, yeah, Lions fans, not only for packing the place, but honorable mention to the guy who put the tape over the last half of the nameplate on his Hockenson jersey and replaced the ensign with Tua. That's from Scott. So somebody had a Haktua jersey. Chump, the Florida State Revenge Tour. Yeah, I mean, I had College Game Day. I was actually doing yard work and listening to College Game Day. And apparently Florida State fans booed the hell out of Kirk Herbstreit every time he talked because Herbie was, remember last year Florida State got left out and they did a lot of talk. Chump the Florida State Revenge Tour. Did I read that? Yeah, Chump Florida State Revenge Tour. They did a lot of talk about how they were going to be on the Revenge Tour and then go out and lose the opener. Not great for them. And the other thing that, I mean, I just find to be funny, I don't know how many people watch this, but they said, you know, Florida State, they come over here to Ireland and, you know, they're going to spend the next few days touring Ireland. They're going to be here for business, but then they're going to have a few days to be tourists. And I'm just thinking, how miserable is that going to be now? Because they lost the game. The coaching staff's got to be irate. And the players have to now try and shift into fun mode. I don't know. The whole thing. I my guess is they're going to come back and say, never, ever again. We're never going to Ireland ever again. Regarding Hendon Hooker, Phil from Southfield writes in, I agree with you. I think Hooker has the potential. He does sit in there in the pocket. He's a tornado in the pocket, and he's a pretty strong arm quarterback. Let's give him a chance. Okay, I don't know what you agree with, Phil. I'm really excited about his potential. I think they've got him in the QB incubator, and I think this could be a nice situation where they're developing potentially the next guy with a ton of high-end talent while they've got the guy. When you say, let's give him a chance, I'm not interested at all in playing him if Goff goes out and has a similar year to last year. I'd give him some mop-up duty snaps for experience, but... next text, talking about the QB incubator. I think the Lions also have that, a left tackle incubator for Manu. Dude looked really good the last game against the Steelers. That's from George in Ann Arbor.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It looks like he's gotten better through the preseason.
I would agree with that. I was very worried. I don't say very worried. I was a little concerned the first game because he just looked a little lost out there, but maybe he needed, you know, hey, this is my first time in a real NFL game. I don't care if they're second, third, fourth stringers. It's different than, you know, with all due respect to what University of BC, where he came from.
Yep. I think it's BC University. Yeah.
All right, my bad.
I have no idea.
It's not the BC University. The BC University.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's definitely gotten better, and I see. You know, obviously they know this is a draft and stash tackle. I've never heard that really before, but that's what he is, right?
Did you say University of BC or did you say BCU? I can't remember.
I said University of BC.
You are right. It is University of BC. My apologies.
Don't question me, man.
My apologies to the alums out there listening. Yes. My bad. 248-539-9797. All right, I got to bring up this bet that someone I know made, and I guess I'm going to ask for yours. I saw this weekend, and I thought it was really, really funny. We will get to it today at 11:05. Plus, more of your phone calls and feedback. Champ and Chump, college football, Michigan and Michigan State fans. If their first depth chart comes out, what are your eyes going to first? First depth chart, what are your eyes going to first? last year at Oregon State, I think I saw that they did have depth charts. Actually, Michigan's release just came out. I'll see if they did a depth chart. But what are you looking for first on that depth chart? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.